Hello, and welcome once again to Podcaster Bulletproof. It's been a while. Today is December 2nd, 2019. We got 1 month left before it's 2020, and all kinds of hell's gonna break loose. Our last podcast was in June, and we've been on a little bit of a hiatus. We've been on a hiatus. I kind of went underground. I went full tilt off the grid. Once I heard, the news when Epstein was found dead, I battened down all the hatches and kind of just, went off the radar for a few months. But inevitably we're back. We knew we'd be back. It's something that we have to do. I'm going to try something different tonight. It's been real hard to get together with my guests, and since we do the podcast over here at my underground bunker, it's hard for other guests to, make plans in their life to step aside and come over here and do it. And I understand that because I would have a hard time going over there and doing it there. I'm going to attempt eventually to get a laptop so I can do this mobily. Other than a phone, I can do it off of a phone, but, I'm just making excuses basically. So I'm going to try and, we're going to call in our favorite guests here on the phone, and I got the phone plugged in and hopefully it won't spaz out. I tried this once before and the phone was definitely spazzing out pretty hard. What's new? It's going to be 2020. We're coming into a presidential election year. Since we've been last done a podcast, since Epstein was found dead, basically just us, what's the word? Sticking to the grindstone or whatever. Just going to work every day and being hopeful and working hard and sharing our gifts with the world and spreading love and cracking jokes and remaining hopeful and chasing that prosperity. We're all healthy, praise God. We're all in good spirits, praise God. A lot of us believe openly that the Dems have zero chance in this upcoming election year, and a lot of others spitefully, deep down inside their gut, know that they don't have a chance this election year. I'm calling the prediction right now on my behalf that Trump's going to win full tilt. There's not one person they can throw at him that is going to maybe you might find someone that's popular that people like. But when it comes down to the debate, he's going to get whoever it is, he or she or Zer or something like that. They're going to get served hard. I got too much to talk about. I'm glad you're here listening. I'm glad you chose to take a walk, with Podcaster Bulletproof. And for the record, let it be known to the state that me, myself, or I, or anyone that's a guest on this podcast will never commit suicide. And if they ever are found dead, it's not going to be natural causes. Although that wouldn't surprise me, with our health and our bad diets, if they ever do suicide me, and they say it was because of natural causes, that's the one thing that might be believable. But I'm here telling you this right now that I'm in good health. I ate too many donuts. I don't think I drink too much coffee. I think coffee's good for us. And I have a ton of energy and I work hard every day and I pay my bills. And, I got a little bit of the flu a while back, and, which is normal. And my body, I digested that shit. I downloaded that map. I conquered that map, and I'm on to the next. I'm on to the next final boss, which is going to be the 2020 year. I think these Dems are. I got a lot of conspiracies going on, but ultimately the Dems are going to be coming unhinged, whether it's now or in a year from now. There's going to be a major unhinging on the left side. Panic attacks, rage fits, rage quits, you know, cars getting keyed, houses being burned, people being robbed, people being scratched, you know, but us patriots, you know, we're really, that's all you got. I'm not scared. You know, my mom, when she gets upset at me for not going to mass, is way more scary than any goblins out in the street. I walk amongst the sleepwalkers, and I'm invisible. Let's get this onward. So, my guest here, he's my most common guest. We're very close politically and religiously. And I started a Twitter page at Podcast Bullet because I couldn't fit the whole title in there. And I'm not the greatest at grammar and punctuation and spelling and writing in proper form. And many times people you argue with in social media, they hold that against you and consider you some stupid, you know, cracker in the hills. fair enough. So I let my guest, that's my close friend, run that shit. I gave him the passcode and the login information, and he was killing it on Twitter. Getting followers, like-minded patriots, you know, freedom lovers. And he was getting into some arguments, you know, some harsh things were said on both sides, which is healthy and fair. And Twitter banned my Podcaster Bulletproof Twitter handle. Same old story. No surprise there. We kind of knew it was going to happen. I'm really butthurt about it. I tried to log back in. It said this and that. It said blah, 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 this. Wait 24 hours, this and that. I finally just said, screw it. I don't want to, you know, stoke that fire. I don't want to get in, you know, am I afraid of getting in trouble? Should I stand for what's right? Well, you know, I'm not going to treat Twitter like it's, you know, the end-all be-all for my social experiment online. I do podcasts, and my we're going to keep trucking wherever we can. I'm not going to waste all my rabbits in that basket or whatever have you. So let's make a phone call here and see if he answers. And I'm going to confront him a little bit about it. Like, dude, why did you get, you know, what the hell happened to my Twitter page? Spill the beans. Let's see how this phone thing works right here. Oh shit. Here we go. Oh shit. I'm going to have to adjust this volume a little bit. Maybe let's see if I can adjust this volume a little bit. Come down on that ringer a little bit. Here we go. He might not answer, but if he does, come on, bro, answer the phone. Well, I'm gonna get him on here. It's not like I'm just gonna.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
Shit, dude, what's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Are you at work still?
I literally just caught in my car.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, it's just fucking, it's typical, dude. It's just, there's always drama, you know, like, you know, and then it's just, you know, just stupid shit. And, you know, it's just fucking, it's just ridiculous, man. There's just so much bullshit. But, yeah, dude, I mean, let me just rinse off real quick and have a smoke and then I'll call you back, and then we can do it. I was gonna make some bullet points, you know, some.
All right. All right. I'm
I mean, what do you?
Well, I want
to
get
in. What did you have in mind to talk about?
Just anything, but I wanted you to break down for us what happened to why Twitter, we got banned off Twitter. I want you to go into that story because depending on how this goes, we might be trying to get that Twitter handle back on just, you know, to stoke the fire per se.
Well, we did get banned for a couple of weeks, but I mean, I've been back on.
Oh, you got it back on with the email address or what'd you do?
Yeah. I just had to get a new email address, and just basically, you know, like set it up like I had lost access to my old email account or whatever. And I actually set up like, an email just for Twitter, which I need to, I don't even remember what it is. I have it written down in my notes, I think, but that's how I was able to make it active again. But they just never, I mean, typical liberalism, the typical leftist tactic, you know, like Pope Francis, like, I will not say one word, you know, like, oh, okay. So then I guess that's your argument. You're not going to say anything. Okay.
So you have, just to confirm, you have the at Podcast Bullet back on.
Yes.
And you haven't changed the name or anything?
No, it's the same one. It's Podcaster Bulletproof. I mean, most of the shit I've been arguing about is basically, I've been arguing about transgenderism, of course, and then I've been arguing about whether or not there's a God, which you know, are both subjects I love to talk about, but Twitter is not the best place for those types of discussions. It's been kind of weird. I've been kind of roped into these, you know, I don't know, you know, in some cases I was just responding to something I saw that was ridiculous. You know, but it's just kind of funny, you know, you got these people and they're like, you're the one who's making a positive claim that God exists, you know, therefore, you have to provide proof that he exists. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I just said that I have faith that he exists. And you're trying to narrow down God to like, you know, a science experiment. And I'm saying that God is, you know, is completely outside of our understanding and even the realm of existence that we, you know, live in or understand. You know, he's outside of time. You know, he's the unmoved mover, you know, the uncaused cause. And they're like, you know, these are people, they've never even read, like, you know, any of the positive, you know, famous arguments for God. You know, they'll find some ridiculous Protestant pastor, you know, who's running some type of like prosperity gospel scam, and then they'll just be like, see his stupid excuse for why there's a God. And you just go around in circles with these people, and then they'll sit there and they'll tell me, well, what you're saying is not scientific. And then I'll be like, right, but if I have a you know, big hairy, you know, set of balls and I decide my name's Wendy, then I'm a woman now.
Nice.
And they're like, gender and sex are not the same thing. And they just make all these fantastic claims, and they have no proof. You know what I mean? Like, one guy, he goes, we don't need, he goes, there's a consensus. I'm like, oh, there's a consensus. Like, we don't need, you know, we don't need to have a debate about whether or not, you know, transgenderism is a real thing or gender dysphoria is real. Like, the debate's been settled by medical professionals. And I'm like, hold on a second. Like, for like, as long as like, you know, it's been the thing that people have discussed in the medical industry, in the field in general, gender dysphoria was a thing that people said that people had. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, now it's apparently it's normal. You know, like last year, the World Health Organization said that it's not a disorder. So I, okay, so, well, according to them, but like, we haven't had any debate about this. So the same people who are saying, you know, well, I'm only going to trust scientific proof that God exists if I'll even consider that there's an intelligent designer. And then they'll simultaneously say, you know, there's nothing wrong with a 300-pound man who can bench press, you know, a ridiculous amount of weight, suddenly deciding he's a woman and using the woman's bathroom. And it's totally normal. And it's totally scientific, and gender is a social construct. And I'm like, well, there you go, right there. I don't agree with you. I completely disagree with you. I fundamentally, at the core of my being, think you're totally and utterly wrong, and everything that you're saying is on the verge of like being ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like
wow.
these things are determined in the womb, like in utero. You know what I mean? Like when a baby is born, you know, I have sons and daughters, and you know, when they were born, you know, one of them had testicles and sperm, you know, or he doesn't have sperm yet, but he's got everything necessary for the production of sperm when his body develops, you know, when he goes into puberty and everything. And then I have daughters and they have eggs and they have, you know, a womb and it's early stages developing. And now you're telling me that that's a social construct? Like, I'm sorry, like the bone structure of my children is not a social construct. It's literally who they are biologically. It's not a social construct. And then the real reason that they hate it is because they hate God. And God is the one that decides whether or not you're a boy or a girl. And so that drives them nuts. The idea that how dare this God that doesn't exist, and even if he did, he's a horrible, you know, dictator. How dare he decide that I should be a man or a woman? And that, so it's openly diabolical. It's crazy. And there's so much stuff that we could cover. You know, I mean, Pachamama and the Catholic Church.
Yeah,
you know.
Let's get into it,
Pope
man.
Pachamama.
Oh man, openly diabolical, man. That's gonna be your new hashtag.
Oh, I think I have.
So awesome. The Twitter page is back up for all our followers. Any future listeners, go on there and at least say a prayer that we don't get banned again. For defending our right to our right to freedom and our defending our honor. Absolutely. I want to talk about Trump, the upcoming election, our predictions. There's a lot to cover. We've been on a hiatus for, you know, since June.
Because
when Epstein was found dead, I went completely in dark mode for like 6 months.
You didn't hear it. You didn't know Epstein broke his own neck. he felt terrible. He felt, you know, he finally had that moment where he was like, I'm such a horrible person. Now I'm going to commit suicide violently, you know, completely out of character. That's, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. That, you know, it's kind of like the whole thing that's happening with the Trump impeachment thing. It's the classic Saul Alinsky tactic. You accuse the enemy of doing what you're doing.
Right.
So, like, you know, they accuse Trump of collusion, no collusion. You know, they accuse him of and then it's like, oh, the Ukrainian guy, he paid to play, and he said he wouldn't give them money if they didn't investigate his political opponent. It's like they're the ones who investigated Trump during the election. They're the ones who wiretapped some of his properties. They're the ones who were trying to find any way to use their political and governmental power to thwart him from becoming president, because, you know, they're like hand in glove with the deep state. And then now they're accusing him of it. It's incredible. I mean, half of the people in the country, I just talked to a guy and he was like, so you really don't think that Trump's done anything like overly criminal? And I'm like, not really. No, like I can't think. I mean, if you're going to say Trump's a criminal because he's trying to find out,
well, they all like to say he's a criminal because everyone that they admire is a criminal, and so it has to be that way. Trump cannot be a better person than the people that they are and the people that they follow. And the truth is, sometimes that's exactly how it is. Trump isn't a terrible person.
Right, like he's got to get on their level.
Right, they're always saying, well, he's a mafia boss, and, you know, even though it's bad, it's not as bad as, you know, child sex rings and stuff, but he is a crime boss and a mafia. And it's like, no, he's not a mafia.
Right. No, he's the thing about Trump that makes him special is that there's nothing that they can give him. Like there's nothing, like even Jeffrey Epstein, like there's nothing that any of those people could offer to Trump that he couldn't get himself if he wanted to. So like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, like they've used their government positions and pay-to-play scenarios. They've given foreign aid to foreign countries and then gone and spoke there and made hundreds of thousands of dollars for like an hour speech.
And then there's this whole...
So it's like, when they do it... Oh, go ahead.
Well, then there's this whole conspiracy where, like, they get dirt on people, like, with young girls and in sex rings and stuff, so that they can have that dirt over you so that they can manipulate you. Hello? Well, anyways, it's like... he'll be back on here in a second. But it's like the reason they're trying all this shit on Trump is because they don't have any dirt on him. You know, where's the sex tape? They tried it with that one bimbo porn star or whatever. You know, Trump was a single guy or whatever and, you know, fooled around with a busty bombshell. But it wasn't underage. It wasn't actual dirt on anybody. So we're going to take a break here and we'll be back with a proper phone call. You know, I feel kind of bad for, like, surprising my guests like that. But you just heard that outburst of just pure gold for the last, whatever, 10 minutes. And that's what we're looking for in life. The raw emotion and, you know, just gonna send it. So hell yeah. This phone thing is working. It's amazing how it sounds like I'm doing some radio show and there's like a random caller number three coming in here. And that's awesome. And you know, if it's got some audio, there's gonna be, I think, some scratchy pops in the high end, and I might try to smooth that out with some audio mixed down, right? But if you can't handle that, it's not professional enough, then, you know, eat a bag of dicks, okay, in 2020. It's like, you know, reading an original edition book of Charlotte's Web or Little Dog on the Prairie, you know, the first edition copy that's old as time. It's not as easy to read it from just, you know, a brand new paperback off Amazon, same word for word book, but there's something more in depth maybe about it coming straight from the underground. You know, and if you hear me quoting a lot of people and lyrics, you hear some other characters in there. I emulate the things that I love, which is accuracy, sound, talent, construction, building, carving, sculpting, painting. And I have my own style, but I love other people's cultures and vocabulary. You know, shout out to Theo Vaughn, praise God. Shout out to Joey Diaz, praise God. Sam Tripoli, a lot of these guys, you know, Joe Rogan, I like a lot of the way the words they use. And you can say, you're copying those people. No, I'm not copying them. I'm just making it better. Okay, in 2020. Why hasn't anyone done like a gay Trump imitation yet? Because that to me right now sounds a little bit... it was a little... You know, you never know how good it sounds, you know, on a mic until you go back and listen to it. So... Praise God that I was voted in 2020. Because, let me tell you, what are some of the words he uses? It would have been a disaster. Okay, so my next guest, while we wait to get back from our first caller, is caller number two. Crazy, he's calling himself Crazy Conspiracy. No, that's not what it was. It was Captain Cancel Culture. That's what it was. Crazy, and he has some crazy conspiracies, and he has a side, he's coming at us from a different direction. So I'm gonna hit the button and he's gonna come live right now. Great shit. Remember when you said you want to do a podcast with me?
Yeah.
You just want to sit in on some stuff, or are you just down to general conversation, or what's the MO?
I guess, like, maybe if it comes to like show reviews or movie reviews.
Really?
Yeah, because like trivia stuff. I know tend to know some, at least some trivia stuff.
Yeah. Well, my problem is this, my podcast has turned into like this, not, you know, it's kind of fun based. I'm all for doing movie reviews and all that kind of stuff.
But you mean like you want to do like more serious?
Well, it just topics. Tends to go that way, you know, depending on, you know, who your guests are, you know, Captain Sketchbag or, you know, what was his new nickname is, what is it? It's, openly openly diabolical. Open diabolical. Oh, shit. So, anyways, I'm trying this new phone call format where I just record the phone calls I have with people. Like, and it literally sounds like you're a caller and I am a radio host. And you're, like, random caller number three calling in.
Oh, yeah, like how a radio host, like, always have, like, phone guests.
Yeah, like right now you're being one of my phone guests, and I can go back and edit, you know, all the stuff that we don't want in there, but
right,
it's freaking cool, man. So I don't know. I want to have you on a three way cast with my other openly obnoxious or whatever his name is.
All right.
Outwardly, do you know how to set up a three way call?
No, I mean. Aside from like a Skype call or I recently got Discord, you know, which is like supposed to be for gamers.
Yeah.
Pretty much like Skype for gamers. And I there's like chat rooms and stuff.
Is there I'm sure you can do three-way calling on a cell phone. I'll ask the other guests if we can because if you become like, you need to like think of your character name, and because if you become like a regular, you know, it's, you know, mm-hmm. we can get into some funny shit. And like, I wanted to watch, there's a movie that's, here's a trivia question. There's a movie that's filmed in Phoenix. It's on Disney Plus. Someone told me about it and I need to watch it. But, I was having like Illuminati conspiracies about it already and I haven't even seen it. So those are, you know, my movie reviews couldn't kind of go in a different direction. You know, this Disney Plus, what's really going on with all that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
that sounds interesting.
So what's new, man? What's new in the Comic-Con world? Are you going to FanFest?
Yeah, I mean, I do plan on going again next year in May. That's the idea anyway. I don't know which guests you're arriving. Those haven't been announced yet.
Wow, it's interesting that that's something that you, it's like a hobby that you really got into, you know?
Mm.
It's pretty interesting. How's your, don't you have like a million followers on one of your handles or something?
You mean like on my Instagram?
Yeah.
I currently have 238 followers.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's better than I got.
Yeah. I recently, and especially starting next year, I'm going to try to get into more drawing and writing, because I even kind of design, if you saw, of course saw my Instagram post, how I'm trying to design a logo for Matt.
Yeah.
He wants it named after our grandfather from my mom's side. So I've been trying to figure out what he wants. We're just kind of going back and forth on ideas.
Nice.
And also, I want to start my own series, which I have been having planned since 2015. And I want to at least become like a comic writer and a storyboard artist. So hopefully I get somewhere with that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to try and get a three-way call going. So if you want, I'll call you back and you can sit in with us. And the idea is we're anonymous. We're like characters. There's no real names. We're just voices. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So what should we have? You mean like a stage name or something?
And your stage name changes. Like you're right now, you're crazy caller number three, your Comic-Con caller number three. So, and like,
hilarious.
You know, and like sometimes, you know, other people's names, there's always like, you know, Anonymous McShmonymous and all those things. So, you know, it's not about like you know, getting followers or anything. It's about, you know, just, I don't know. I'm not, you know, when you talk about, things that are, controversial, you know, and you're not already famous, you know, a lot of these people are out there like, oh, I take a stand and I'm somebody and, I'm putting my neck on the line. And it's like, well, you're doing that because you can defend yourself financially. Uh-huh. But when you're a nobody and you get controversial, you can just get erased very easily.
Yeah, especially like with a lot of the YouTubers or like famous streamers, the video game streamers. Like if they, like for example, PewDiePie. Like one time said the N-word on stream, and then like he had to apologize for that.
Right, and they just ruin your life because you.
Yeah, it's called cancel culture, and it's been
cancel culture. See, that's why I'm glad. Hell yeah, Captain Cancel Culture.
Because like for example, recently, I don't know if you ever grew up with Dragon Ball or whatever.
Well, things like it. Things like it,
or any. Well, there's a voice actor. Named Vic Mignogna. He did like some voices for anime. He even had like one famous role in Dragon Ball at one point, and then like just recently, this year, he, after like many years, finally came back to his role. But over like the past 5 years, there was like allegations made against him.
About what?
Basically at conventions, you know, like you can interact with fans and stuff.
And he did a little too much interacting or what?
Well, nothing like really terrible, but like, you know, like hugging a fan could be.
He didn't use the Keanu method, the art of Keanu.
Oh, that's actually, I think that's why Keanu, because I think Keanu Reeves is like aware of cancel culture and stuff.
He's like a genius.
Avoid any accusations, he just like avoids he's all like, contact.
He's like literally unplugged, like physically unplugged.
Yeah.
That's great, but, man. So this cancel culture, yeah, that's my thing, and so. You know, it's like I'm allowed to practice my right to speech and all that, but I could also, is it worth losing my whole career and my job? And just because I said something about aliens, you know, or we talked about Sasquatch or we talked about missing people or missing children or vampires or goblins or sleepwalkers or zombies, you know, and it's just, it's sad, but I'm, you know, but there's something inside of me where like, even though I don't want to lose my job and I wish I could use my real name and stuff, maybe eventually, you know, if I could get paid to do this one day or something like that might happen, or maybe I just hit rock bottom altogether, then who cares? But,
right.
I don't know. You know, we can get taken out very easily in our poor little bunker lifestyles. And, I'm a peaceful, you know, I'm peacefully protesting for what I believe in, you know, doing podcasts. And now we're talking about Keanu Reeves and, you know, anime people getting,
I think like, obviously like I said, I'm planning on making like comic book series. And although I don't really care about being popular or all that, I would at least like to at least have it gain an audience in the future.
Yeah.
I think the main idea is to, like, keep your work famous, but don't keep you famous. Because, for a good example would be a guy by the name of James Rolfe, who does a series called The Angry Video Game Nerd, where he just, like, reviews video games and, like, his character that rages a lot.
Yeah.
Where he reviews, like, retro games. But he's, like, very famous in like the retro video game community. But I think the thing is that he also keeps his life completely private outside of his work. Like Keanu Reeves does the same thing. Like he keeps his work famous, but he doesn't Like, he keeps his personal life, like, away from the limelight. Which I think that's why...
That could be creepy.
I think that's kind of the way I want to go.
Yeah, but that could also... My first instinct is that that's creepy. What's really going on? I mean, you're going to be accused of stuff like that. I think the reason people don't go after Keanu Reeves is because he is, like, he's a good-looking... When you're a good-looking person, someone who's the right height and all those things, right body weight, and you can be John Wick, you can be the chosen one. It's like an Elvis character. No one ever said Elvis touched the little girls, even though, I think, didn't he marry his cousin, like, Jerry Lee Lewis, or I don't know. Like... You know, and it's weird. Uh-huh. It's freaking weird, man. But, like, you know, like, if Keanu Reeves was our president, if Keanu Reeves was Donald Trump, but... but he looked,
oh, yeah, like, everyone would be... A lot of people would be demanding, like, to know what kind of person he is and all that shit.
That's crazy. Just imagine what kind of attacks would they give Donald Trump, like... Well, he slept with that bimbo, that blonde bimbo, but I don't know. He could have done better than that. Like, it wouldn't be as believable. But, like, when it's Trump and
I guess it all boils down to, like, what you choose to keep private and what you choose to be fine with keeping public, you know? I don't want to sound like a Buddhist, but I guess it's just about finding a balance to it. Between, like, what to make public and what to keep private.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you got, like, a couple strikes at bat, and you better get it right, because if you get it wrong, you know, you could lose your whole career just because you said, you know, something about, you know, you made a joke about gay people or, you know, Native Americans or something, or Asians, you know, and mm-hmm. they take you, oh, you're some crazy racist, you know, cracker in the woods. But, you know, maybe, I guess, you know, you have to just go forward, you know, because it's good entertainment. It's funny to talk about things that, you know, we all believe in and care about. And I love talking about all kinds of conspiracies, and I just learned something new from you about, you know, you bring up a topic like just Comic-Con or FanFest, and there's conspiracies going that direction with sexual uh-huh. allegations and people getting creepy around kids. I mean, one place for creeps to hang out would probably be at Comic-Con. A lot of those people like to put on costumes and I'm Superman this weekend. Meet me in the third floor of the hotel.
If you go on the internet, you would find, like, a lot of... Obviously, there has been stories of situations like that.
Dude, I can't imagine it. The kind of just, dude, Babylonian... fan fests that are going on. I would be coming out of my skin in if I went to one of those things. Because my mind goes there, you know. Because, you know, it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting in a strange subject, you know. I hope I don't get banned for, you know. So that's basically the podcast. We just get into topics about that kind of stuff real easily, you know. It doesn't have to be, you know, a certain game plan. Sometimes it's fun to write down a little brainstorm of what you want to talk about, and then you bone up on the facts and stuff. But sometimes I like just going off raw emotion about how I feel about things. I used to read do one segment I had where I read news articles and I give you how I feel about them and what I think about them based off just the title. I never read the article. Just by the title, I tell you if it's true or fake news, you know, and that's freaking hilarious. Uh-huh. And, you know, half the time I'm wrong, but, you know, half the time I'm right, you know.
Yeah. It's indeed a crazy world.
I'm Captain Awkward Silent sometimes, too.
Yeah.
It's like you're waiting for something. What is it? I don't know, but I'll be here when it happens.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of other topics. Also, have you heard about the, like, new rules they're adding in on YouTube?
I got the email and I didn't read it, you know, because I just go by what, you know, the title of the article says, you know, and that's all I need to know is that they're changing the rules. And so, you know, people like me, we were already on the chopping block, you know, per se already, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, and like that. And also that new animal cruelty law that Trump just passed. Now, that could be kind of sketch. Are you going to persecute people that make YouTube videos that make animals, you know, falling and slipping on banana peels? You know, some of those are staged to make animals do funny shit. Is that torment? You hang a six pack of donuts in front of me and I'll do some funny shit too on camera. You know what I'm saying? And that's a form of abuse, is it not? What about cowboys that break in?
Oh, yeah.
What about cowboys out there that have to break in rank horses? Those horses get treated pretty rough to break in a horse so you can ride it.
Oh, yeah. There was this, recently there was this streamer who got banned off of Twitch for simply, like, bang, like, because he does, like, fake rage videos.
Right,
like his raging is mainly for
entertainment. Dude, it's hilarious.
So he'll die in the game and he'll like over exaggerate and like yell at the thing and like even break some stuff.
Right,
he got banned just because like he banged his head on his keyboard.
And
like he took the keyboard and like repeatedly banged his head with it.
Oh, dude, that's
and he got
beautiful.
Banned
we
for
love
self harm.
Self harm.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then what about people who pierce themselves and tattoo? Isn't that self-harm? What about people
exactly.
that body mutilate? Let's get into this. Self-harm. What about people that drive Jeeps scarily off cliffs and do super off-roading? What about drag racers that strap themselves into, like, rocket ships to go 0 to 100 in a second? That's like self...
Or stunt doubles in movies.
Right, you're right. Oh, dude, what about the stunt double in movies? Yeah, what about Brad Pitt and that stupid Falling Away from Hollywood movie or whatever it's called? What was it called? Butt Buddies in
Mark
Hollywood?
How Mark Hamill, like, after he did the first Star Wars movie, he did another movie, like, where he played, like, a race car driver, and he actually got, like, his... like face met completely messed up and he had to spend like 7 hours on face surgery, which is why like in The Empire Strikes Back.
Are you kidding?
Like his face. No. Like, have you ever noticed how Mark Hamill's face is different between his first movie?
I have.
And The Empire Strikes Back.
I have. He looks like he was, I just thought he looked a little bit more like his chin was a little square, more off.
Yeah. The reason why his chin is more square in the second movie is because that's from the plastic surgery.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not shitting you. And like, and obviously, in the way that George Lucas did it, is that he adds in the plot point where Luke Skywalker's face is like that because the white monster that captures him like scarred his face, but in reality. It's because of the car accident. In fact, they actually, like, for example, they actually kind of did a similar thing with Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford, like, was also in a car accident. Of course, it wasn't very major, but he still got a scar on his chin. And so in Indiana Jones, in the third movie, like, when it shows, like, a younger actor playing Indiana Jones, they create the plot point where the reason why he has that scar is from a because he tried to use a whip and it went slashed on his face.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Look it up.
So what, do you have any like Illuminati news in the show business world or like zombies or sleepwalkers or lizard people? Any stories or updates on that spectrum of the crazy world we live in?
There's a YouTube channel that I kind of came across. I don't think I believe in everything they say, but like, I think it's called like Little Light Studios, and it points out like Satanism and hidden Satanism in movies, quote unquote.
Right. There's a lot of that, like all the penises in the Disney films, the little kid movies. Have you ever seen that one?
What, which one?
Where they draw all the wieners. All the characters are made out of wieners. Have you seen that shit, dude?
No.
Dude, you got to look up all the Disney movies, like Little Mermaid, like the castle's like three penises on the front cover of the
book. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
dude, it's nuts.
Like the cover of the Little Mermaid.
Dude, but all those funny movies, it's almost like it's so unbelievable that it has to be just the most diabolical thing you've ever seen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So there's a lot of these people on YouTube, what are they called? YouTube stars, Instagram famous. But notice how the people that are getting banned about like self-harm, it's the actor that's really good at what he does. He's acting out something and... you know, does the thing with the keyboard and smashes his forehead with the keyboard. And he's not a stunt devil. He's not an actor. But yet Brad Pitt plays a stunt devil. And those actors do get hurt and and portray self-harm and self-destructive lifestyles. But
or how like millions of Hollywood people are against owning guns, but yet they have no problem like endorsing violence.
That is, there's
while
no
using guns.
Yeah, dude, that's one of the most terrifying things there is that the little people can't, you know, that's why they're coming out with all this banning and stuff is because we're all the real artists. The real artists don't care about the corporation or Hollywood. Real actors, real comedians, real artists, real musicians, we would rather go to work and be a blue collar person and be happy doing what we love rather than doing what we love to make money.
Yeah, same thing. Like even if I lived in like a trailer park, that would not stop me, or like it would not destroy my inspiration for writing or drawing.
And what's happening with the technology, here's my idea. What's happening with the technology we have is that the middleman is becoming more popular than Hollywood in the corporation and the beast, the movie theaters. You know, free videos on YouTube are actually making more money and generating more culture and economy than the movie theaters or the record stores.
Or like how, like recently, like a Star Wars fan made like a fan film out of Darth Maul. And at one point, Disney, who now owns the Star Wars license, like they tried to have it banned. But the thing is that people commented how like this, like how a fan film is like more true to Star Wars than like, say,
Amen.
The Last
Praise
Jedi,
God.
Which, yeah, I mean,
in the
like,
new,
I'm sorry, continue.
No, the new Mandalorian is great. It's one of the best there is. But you know, I'm not saying that they're not talented people in Hollywood, but they lose their vision because of drugs, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and all their temptations and the money. And you know, it's like options or death. You know.
I think James Cameron would be a good example of that for that because when he started out, you know, and I've been like watching videos on him recently, like when he was making the Terminator, like the first movie, like the way, like he barely had money to get anything to eat. So what he would do is that he would have like save coupons. He would buy two Big Macs. He would eat one for a day and then save the other for the next day. But then what happens? Terminator becomes famous, you know, and then James Cameron gets more and more work. Like, and then, you know, and then he goes on to create the greatest, like the highest grossing movie of all time twice. The first time with Titanic and then the second time with Avatar. But the thing is that like the first Terminator movie is, in my opinion, more well made than like the both highest budget movie of Titanic or Avatar. Because I think like Terminator has like more creativity to it. And like more of a theme to it.
That's because there's not as many options and there wasn't as big of a budget. Here's what I'm saying. I would say let these fan films make a Darth Maul fan film. If it's a famous hit and it's whatever, let that person earn royalties. Let him be a part of the Star Wars team.
And yeah, hire him.
Well, he's already hired. If release it on DVD under the name brand and let him be one of the main writer producer of it. But mm-hmm. It's weird. It's people get greedy and selfish, and so by me making just a simple podcast, I'm at war because, like, here's a good perspective. I would rather pay money to go see like Owen Campbell, an underground artist that gets promoted for free on YouTube somewhere. And more people are going to those kind of venues and paying money on that mm-hmm. than they are going to like movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, like that. I think that's kind of why you don't like really see comedies anymore in movie theaters, because like all like things that are like parody and comedy are all on YouTube, and those are like more well made.
They are, like The Rock and Kevin Hart. Like that's what they came up with for comedy. It's like those guys. A fan film would have been way funnier. It's so sad.
Yeah, I'd rather watch like stuff like How It Should Have Ended. I don't know if you've ever watched them, but they're basically like animators that create like alternative like scenes in famous movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's why, like if I do become famous, like I want to keep it I don't want to become too famous, but just keep it at like a right level. To where?
Good luck, bro. You're gonna have to take that Keanu pill or what?
the red pill.
Morpheus.
If you take the blue pill, you will wake up believing anything you want to believe. If you take the red pill, I will show you just how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Did I tell you my conspiracy theory about John Wick? John Wick, the whole series is Neo plugged in. And that's why Morpheus is that Morpheus is that pigeon captain, and it like all makes sense, dude. And that Keymaker's in there, and there's some other characters that are in there that it's like, wait a minute, this is the Matrix, dude. And now they're coming out, like you said, they're coming out the Matrix 4. Are you kidding me, dude?
Oh, and also John Wick 4 is being planned as well.
Wow, I think it's going to tie in together.
That'd be interesting. Really interesting.
But that's just, stupid. That's me just getting crazy. So what do you think about Donald Trump?
I mean,
what's he doing for the fan fusion culture and the cosplay culture?
Well, I mean, obviously considering that most of because obviously, I think at cons, like, political stuff is not allowed. Like, because cons are supposed to be, like, marketed towards as many people as possible.
Right.
So.
But they just don't want a certain amount of people showing up that are political?
I guess not.
I hear you.
I guess the thing with conventions is that they don't want to. They want to avoid as many controversies as possible.
Right, but does Batman start a controversy? Because like if you dress up as Bruce Wayne and you're like the richest, you're like basically Donald Trump, right?
Hmm.
I don't know. So like is Batman offensive, or like would you have to be like the Riddler, or the Joker?
Well, I guess in like modern, like the modern version of Batman is like his father. Made deals, like his father Thomas Wayne was like affiliated with criminal organizations.
Oh, so
when Bruce found out about it, like he wanted to.
He didn't believe it.
I think that's why. Yeah.
Have you watched?
He didn't believe it at first, but I think he eventually got onto the truth, and he wanted to quote unquote correct his father's mistake.
Wow.
So. Like,
how clever is that? How clever of a story is that?
Or like, what he does is like he funds like Arkham Asylum to help patients and all that shit. Basically like a Bernie Sanders archetype, which is... Oh, yeah, and there's actually one, I don't know if this video, considering the new YouTube rules that are coming out, I don't know if this guy is going to stay up for long, but there's this YouTube channel I've been watching called Freedom Tunes. The creator of it is actually Catholic, and he's been making, like, the funniest political shit I've ever seen.
Huh.
There's, like, this one episode he does, and it's, like, a cartoon where Bernie Sanders is reading a children's story to kids. And it's, like, his version of the Three Little Pigs.
Now, one like, little piggy.
Once upon a time, there were three capitalist pigs who would not give up their property for the construction of a community center, which the V people voted to construct. So the Democratic Socialist Party sent their best representative, the wolf, to reason them with them so they could move out of their house. He's like, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll invoke avid domain. It's the funniest shit. But yeah, what else is there? But yeah, that new Mandalorian show is really good. Okay, I haven't been excited for Star Wars in a long time. So, what do you think of it?
I think it's great. It has me psyched up for the new movie in 2020, or coming up here on the 20th. I'm definitely stoked for that. I don't know. For some reason, Star Wars hits a home run with me, and every movie has, even the bad ones with Christian Watkins or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, dude. That some of that acting in there is just so bad that like I can't.
I just rewatched episodes 1 and 2, and it's hilarious.
It's this terrible acting, dude. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, but
So what?
I'm actually glad. I'm sorry.
I remember what I wanted to ask you. So what are the YouTube rules? Did you look at those?
I've watched many videos on it. Okay, so apparently, you know what? First of all, you know what COPPA is, right?
No.
It stands for Child Online Privacy Protection Act.
Okay.
And, you know, the idea about this is that on the internet, there's this things called cookies.
Right.
You know, which gets your information, and that way, like, depending on what you're interested in, like, they can give you, like, advertise, like, certain things that you might be interested in, or at least that's how it's supposed to work.
Right, it's like a giant info grab or whatever they call it.
But with the COPPA Act, which, like, they passed a rule back in 2010, I believe, where basically the cookies that store your information, cookies are not supposed to store information from anyone that's 13 or younger. Right. Like, they're not supposed to.
Why 13?
Honestly, because, like, under 13, that, so that way,
is that,
you know,
the new adult? That, is that the new age of consent? Is 13? Nice.
Anyway,
well, like, where's the leap from 13 to 18 years old? It's like, so a 14-year-old, you can keep his cookies, and like, dude, that's psycho shit, man. So, all right, okay, go on.
But anyway, so basically, YouTube was like collecting information from, like, 13-year-olds, I don't know.
Dear God, help us.
Yeah. So, the COPPA people discovered it, and YouTube had to pay a fine of, like, $1,400,000. And so now they're passing this rule that anything that looks kid-friendly, like, say, like, a political cartoon, like, if it's in, like, the cartoon category, it'll automatically be listed as in the four kids category.
Right, but Rick and Morty's being played on Toon Network or whatever, or Adult Swim. That's exactly. Simpsons has been going for 40 years.
Yeah. So anyway, but the thing is that if you make a cartoon that's like not aimed at kids, like you'll have to pay a fine worth $440,000. Not gonna explain it. I could probably like send you a link to a video where like some lawyer explains it better than I can.
No, you're explaining it great, dude. That's all we need to know. So, all right. So, it's getting deep. How deep? Let's go further because you researched up on this. This is gold, man. This is podcast gold. You know. For me, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people a lot of people are talking that on already, especially on YouTube. Like, so, and even like some. I would not say like completely famous, but at least like some well-known YouTubers have like announced that they're going to stop making YouTube videos because of it.
Good for them.
But stuff like for example, Freedom seems like that's more than capable of being deleted. But with people speaking up, hopefully something gets changed for the better. But I don't know. Crazy shit.
So everyone's getting canceled. You don't experience any of this, do you?
Well, I don't upload any videos, so I mean, I do have like a YouTube channel, but I just use it to favorite videos that I watch.
Right. You know, and I guess you know, it's weird how like you can go look up. Like, people will upload porn to YouTube, and it might only be up for 60 seconds, but there's people out there that can download it that quick. They have machines, they download it that quick. that's why all these leaks. These leaks can get spread so fast because people have these supercomputers that can just download anything and save it forever. You know, God help us all.
Oh, yeah, because once it's on the internet, it's there forever, you know?
That's, you know... There should be a law. Where's the COPPA law against that? Where, like, if, you know, if my credit can be renewed within 7 years, then anything I've posted longer than 7 years ago should be deleted by law. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I should have a right to burn my own 7-year-old tax papers.
Right.
But if this cancel culture is going to turn into a world of just having dirt on each other, then, you know, digging up this from the past and digging up that... you know, send it. What are we going to do, man? You know? Everyone's going to lose their job. And maybe that's what the ultimate thing is they want everyone to lose their job for whatever reason, you know?
Right. Crazy shit.
Are you done now? Are you done with this? Are you over this?
I mean, I'm trying to find more topics, but... I just trying to find more shit.
You're gonna be in my new. You're gonna be my new like TMZ version of the underground. You know.
TMZ. We cover the most important news. oh God. What else? So what do you think of The Rise of Skywalker?
I don't know. I've only seen a few. It looks like a great movie. I like all the other ones. I'm sick of all the prequels, you know? Like, what really pissed me off is Rogue One. Like, the greatest actors were in that movie, and they all died, like, before Episode 4 ever even happened, and it just... Like, dude, Donnie Yen should be one that's in one of the new... Like, I want to see a Star Wars movie that's, like, the present day, what's going on with it. And I like certain characters to last forever, you know what I mean? And so... Uh-huh. I thought it was racist. The black guy gets whacked. They go in there, they take the sickest Kung Fu master, the sickest, like, black guy, all the sickest characters, and then, like, the female pilot, right? And they all get murdered. And like, and then we have to deal with Mark Hamill and his jacked up forehead for the rest of our life. That's another conspiracy, man. It's like the black guy always gets killed, man. and some heroic stupidity.
Yeah, and especially in this day and age where, like, Hollywood is, like, quote-unquote calling for more diversity. Like, they have no problem with, you know, like the black guy dies first and all that shit.
And it's funny, someone like you that's not so deep into the conspiracy side of it, even you can see the iron, you know, the crazy relation to that. And so that's like go ahead.
I mean, there's one thing I noticed that, like, people who say that they're not racist, like people that say they like are like ironically like the most racist people ever.
Yeah, if you're out there trying to like defend it, like, I have black friends and I'm this and I do that and I went to a comedy club and by golly, I had a good time. It's like, dude, you're fucking racist out of your mind. If you can't joke with a black person or a Mexican person about their own culture and their own kind,
and
how it relates to you are just as crazy, you know, it's not that you're racist, it's that you're not a cultured person. You're not matured on that level yet. Like, I don't have time to be racist. Like, no one has time to be racist. You know why? Because racism is no fun. It's not, like, I do things that are fun and healthy for my soul. Why would I secretly be racist? Or openly be racist? I wouldn't be. Those people are in my opinion, on many levels, extinct. They don't show their ugly face around me, dude. They're extinct in my world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I go on little rants, dude. But you see, it's good that we, you know, this is what it's all about, man. This is the kind of podcast these are the kind of podcasts that I like to do, you know?
Yeah. I'm happy to do it, man.
Here's the problem, though. Yeah. You can't promote it. We can't promote it. And it has to be purely, mm-hmm. which is beautiful. It's a purely underground. The only way it gets promoted is by people that find it and then maybe share it themselves. People we don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's my dream, kind of. I want to stay anonymous for as long as possible. Because that's not what's important, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I'm doing this new thing where anyone who calls in on the phone, it's your podcast. You know, I'll let people go. We can leave each other voicemails where I think you're wrong. I want some liberals to call in here and really, you know, teach me why I'm so ignorant and I just don't understand, you know?
Yeah, like, get everyone's point of view in. Like, see where they're coming from and all that shit. No one gets censored.
I also wanted to interview, like, veterans and homeless people, you know, and not saying that veterans are homeless people, but you go to the nursing home, the World War II vets, the Vietnam vets, the old folks' homes. I want to start doing, like, you know, flash podcasts, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I can actually make a logo for the podcast or some shit.
Well, I have my logo. I'll send you the link to it so you can listen to it.
All right.
But you can't, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to keep it underground so that it doesn't get, mm-hmm. I don't want like all my family and friends knowing that, you know, I just,
right.
I don't know. So people are so afraid, you know, they all have an opinion, but say your opinion on a podcast for the world to hear. Maybe I'm gutless because I'm not using my real name, but, you know, I'm not gut. I know I'm only being smart because people that if big info in big tech wants to know who I am, they know who I am. And if they don't, right. then they better figure out how to find out, because there's a lot of people out there doing crazy, stupid shit. And something tells me that they know what's going on, where they're at. Maybe they can't keep up. God, you know, God help us all. But I wish I could help in the fight, you know?
All right.
But anyways, this has been a great discussion. I'm definitely going to edit this, and I'll let you hear it when it's done. This is a great opening discussion for Captain Cancel Culture, or Captain... You...
that sounds like a superhero.
You're Captain Cancel Culture.
Superhero. The cat that like dedicates himself to just like canceling everything he deems unworthy.
Yeah, dude. So you're the new cat. That's your new superhero name when you call in. You're the secret caller.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Dread.
What, with Sylvester Stallone?
Well, that one too, but also like the new remake with Carl Urban.
I don't know who that is.
2011.
I remember hearing about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you should. It would be like a Judge Dredd type thing, like where he is the law and he enforces it. William. Oh. Some shit like
this. Well, I'll tell you one thing we're doing on here is we're enforcing our rights to obey the law and to discuss the law and to honor the law and remember the law. And you never know, maybe be a part of making new laws or breaking, hopefully not breaking any unknown laws, but chances are, you know, our Twitter page already got banned and it was rescued, which means here's the deal. It's like, why would you ban a Twitter page for 2 weeks and then let it come back? It either struck out and has to sit down or it's up to bat. There's none of this, well, you can stand out here and swing when the ball comes by, but you can't actually hit the ball. It's like, no, it's like the Twitter page must have got reported because of haters. Then they canceled it to, like, you know, to keep everyone happy. And then they let, you know, I don't know. I would be more outraged by if I was offended by something and I told you to cancel it. And then 2 weeks later, I saw it back up. I would almost be more offended and think that you're against me rather than we're against the people we banded. But, you know, but at the same time, if the internet was a free for all, you know, and they didn't draw a line and the line's going to move in both directions back and forth, forever, but the internet, like the dark web and stuff, I won't even research into that. I'll hear about it and I'll talk about it, but I will never. I've had a couple chances to like explore the dark web, I guess. Like you, like just by trying to find out what is the dark web and how do I get into it, you know. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to get to it or how to scroll it. Is it a Craigslist, a secret Craigslist page? But there's a lot of scary, scary shit going on in this world.
Yeah, I never want to dive into that personally.
Right. And you know, it's scary that
even out of curiosity.
No, I'm not. I'm curious to know what I'm up against, but I'm not curious, you know, to see. I'm not into imagery. I don't need to see people losing their arms on live leaks. I don't need to be seeing people getting hit with machetes. Sometimes you want to see what it looks like to get bit by a snake. You do need to educate yourself on a certain level. But your imagination is always can take you the rest of the way. And so, just scary. I don't know how I got into this topic, but I freak out.
Right.
I've been researching the missing 411 books. I hope I get a couple for Christmas. I've been wanting to read those. All the missing people that happen in the state parks it's incredible, man. It really, it's mind-boggling, man. It's just mind-boggling.
It is.
But anyways, good conversation, my friend. And we'll have you back on. We'll have you back on for some movie reviews. I currently watched the last four Rambos, which was just ridiculous.
Oh yeah, have you seen the new one?
No, I
Rambo.
I wanted to get all ready to watch the new one, and I wanted to see it in the theaters, but I got bed bugs a week before watching. What movie was I at the theaters? I think it was. I don't know. Just kidding. That's a joke. But now every time I go to the movie theaters, I'll get like an itch or something, and I'll be like, "Oh shit, I'm covered in bed bugs right now in the dark, and I can't do anything." But that's never happened to me, but it has happened. I guess that's not a funny joke.
Right.
Well, anyways, nice talking to you. Thanks for calling in. I called you actually, but next time. Well, we're just going to play it like you're a caller on my random podcast or Bulletproof.
All right.
And thanks for the info on Keanu. You know, Keanu, live forever. That's a new charity organization. I'm starting. It's going to be called the All Hands Off Charity, where everything we do, we don't put our hands in anything or on anything.
Well, I like his photos. Like where he just doesn't put.
Yeah, like he'll be hugging a bunch of kids, but he just has his arms stretched out. Oh shit!
He's also in the new SpongeBob movie.
That just stoked my conspiracy flames a little bit.
Did you see the image from that?
No, but isn't SpongeBob's all conspiracied out with all kinds of Illuminati innuendos? Or am I freaking out again?
I don't think so, but obviously Bikini Bottom, which is like the place that SpongeBob lives, it's a real place.
See, that's all.
And it's actually the place where they tested nuclear weapons. So there's a theory that like all of the crazy stuff in SpongeBob is the result from that nuclear explosion.
Where's Bikini Bottom?
I don't know, but Keanu Reeves is in the new SpongeBob movie, and he plays a head in a tumbleweed with like a light in it, and it's just his face.
And he has like one-liners or what?
No, I can send you the image. It just looks ridiculous.
Have you heard any lines that he says or what?
I would have to send you the link to the video.
We might have to do a movie. We're gonna have to do a movie review on this. We're gonna have to watch this on podcast and record this. And I want to watch. I need to go back and watch Man of Tai Chi. We need to have like a Keanu, like a weekly Keanu update.
Tai Chi. No, that's different.
Oh shit!
That movie's hilarious.
All right, well, it's getting my bedtime. Nice hour and 20-minute conversation. Shit.
All right.
Who's going to say bye first, you or me?
I guess I can.
No, all right, man.
All right.
Nice talking to you, bud.
All right.
Later.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thanks for checking out Podcaster Bulletproof, brought to you by our military veterans. They fight for our right to podcast, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We will be going full tilt in 2020 with the podcasts and the conspiracies and the guests and the humor and the progress. Praise God. Stay healthy out there. Stay positive. Say your prayers. Keep your feet dry. Until next time, adios.